In today's news headlines, the special counsel's office, headed by Robert Mueller, submitted its final report to the Justice Department on Friday, formally ending a vast set of investigations into whether Donald Trump's presidential campaign colluded with Russian operatives to gain an electoral advantage. Mr. Mueller surprised many in concluding his probe without any new indictments or even a definitive conclusion over questions of the president's obstruction of justice. Over the weekend, Attorney General William Barr submitted his summary of the report to members of Congress and concluded that there was no collusion and also that there was no attempt on the president's part to obstruct the investigation. Trump has seized on the news, tweeting triumphantly, "No collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration." Democratic Representative Gerald Nadler, who oversees the House Judiciary Committee, held an impromptu press conference on Sunday and said this.
"President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president. The special counsel spent 22 months uncovering evidence of obstruction and other misconduct. Attorney General Barr, who auditioned for his role with an open memorandum suggesting that the obstruction investigation was unconscionable and that a president and that it was almost impossible for any president to commit obstruction of justice since he is the head of the executive branch, made a decision about that evidence in under 48 hours. His conclusions raise more questions than the answer, given the fact that Mueller uncovered evidence that, in his own words, does not exonerate the president."
That's Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler on Sunday. Democrats have demanded that the entire Mueller report be made public, not just the Attorney General's summary. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a joint letter saying the fact that Special Counsel Mueller's report does not exonerate the president on a charge as serious as obstruction of justice demonstrates how urgent it is that the full report and underlying documentation be made public without any further delay. The letter also said, given Mr. Barr's public record of bias against the special counsel's inquiry, he is not a neutral observer and is not in a position to make objective determinations about the report. When asked what he thought about releasing the full report, Trump said, "Up to the attorney general, wouldn't bother me at all." However, Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, said on Monday that he did not want the president's answers to Mueller's questions released to the public, saying they were, quote, confidential. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has had to cut short his four-day visit to the United States on Monday after a rocket strike hit Tel Aviv. Netanyahu was visiting just ahead of the Israeli elections and with a corruption scandal looming large over his leadership. In a video statement about the Tel Aviv attack, he said, quote, "This was a heinous attack on the state of Israel and we will respond strongly." The Israeli military has accused Hamas of launching the long-range rocket attack, which wounded 7 people. Israel has already begun launching airstrikes on Gaza. According to Reuters, the rocket attack coincided with tension ahead of the March 30th anniversary of Gaza protests that have included Palestinian attempts to breach the frontier and often lethal Israeli fire. Netanyahu's visit also coincided with the annual conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, which is taking place in Washington, D.C. A number of Democratic presidential hopefuls are skipping the conference, signaling a shift in the national debate over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But Democrat Steny Hoyer over the weekend slammed his own colleagues during his APAC speech, saying, "I stand with Israel proudly and unapologetically." So when someone accuses American supporters of Israel of dual loyalty, I say, accuse me. Mr. Hoyer's remarks were directed at newly elected Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, who has called out the influence of the Israel lobby on lawmakers. On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence also addressed the APAC conference. Pence spent several minutes celebrating the end of the special counsel investigation and calling it a great day for our country. He also slammed those Democrats who refused to attend the conference. And Mr. Pence reiterated Trump's decision last week to officially recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel.
"But for generations, leaders have recognized the Golan Heights are critical to the strategic security of the state of Israel. But President Trump took action. And today, for the first time in 52 years, with Prime Minister Netanyahu at his side, the President of the United States will formally recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
That's Vice President Mike Pence on Monday addressing the AIPAC conference. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar over the weekend spoke at the annual banquet of the Council of American Islamic Relations in Los Angeles. Omar delivered an impassioned speech, laying the blame for the massacre of Muslims in New Zealand at Trump's feet and linking his rhetoric to global Islamophobia.
That many of us knew that this was going to get worse is that we finally have a leader, a world leader, in the White House who publicly says Islam hates us, who fuels hate against Muslims, who think it is okay to speak about a faith and a whole community in a way that is dehumanizing, vilifying.
That's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar speaking at the CARE LA annual banquet over the weekend. She also remained defiant in the face of a concerted campaign to silence her criticism of Israel.
So to me, I say raise hell, make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it, and every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it.
That's Ilhan Omar standing firm against a strong pushback by the pro-Israel lobby and its supporters. Outside the CARE LA event where she spoke, more than 1,000 protesters gathered to denounce her, many of them wearing MAGA hats. In other news, the father of a victim killed at the Sandy Hook Elementary School has committed suicide. 49-year-old Jeremy Richmond was found dead in Newtown, Connecticut on Monday morning. His daughter, Aviel, was one of nearly 24 children killed by a white male mass shooter in 2012. The news of Richmond's death came after two survivors of the Parkland massacre in Florida committed suicide. And finally, drivers working for the ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft have launched a strike in Los Angeles, protesting Uber's recent decision to cut driver pay yet again. The strike will last 25 hours starting on Monday to mark the approximately 25% pay cut. According to Forbes, a group called Rideshare Drivers United has called on riders to boycott Uber, Lyft, and other ride-hail apps between midnight Monday morning and 1 a.m. Tuesday Pacific time in solidarity with drivers. One driver named Luis Vasquez explained, "We're doing everything we can to let Uber know that they can't be doing this to us. We need fair wages." And that does it for our headlines today.